This is something I have kept to myself until now, and I feel like it is a great time to air.
All right, let's do this.
Pop.
Tell us a tale.
Hi, my name's Matt. I'm an alcoholic.
True. I vote
proud
true.
Proud of you for admitting.
Glad you guys could all be here to support me. Okay. It's been about 2 weeks since I shat myself.
True.
That checks out, because you have the operation.
No questions. I don't even need to ask questions about this.
It's been 2 weeks since I shat myself.
Would you like to talk about it more? Because we've got a unanimous decision.
Any questions?
How? Why?
I was sitting on my the bed in the hospital, and one of the nurses put the thing up my ass and squirted some stuff in there. Yes?
Was the nurse attractive?
I don't know. I was in my happy place mentally. Physically, not so much. And yeah, I had to keep that in me for a while. And then they were like, luckily the toilet is right next door to your bed. And then when I had to go, someone was already in there.
What? So was it a public hospital?
It was a private hospital.
You didn't have your own room?
Didn't have my own room.
Wow. Yeah. State of this country.
In the time, before the 2 weeks was the last time you shat yourself, in the month before that, how often were you shitting yourself?
Not often. I don't know, years. Years and years.
True.
It's definitely true.
Yeah.
No, it's false.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kept it in. Waited.
Oh. What, was it like 3 weeks or something?
No. It was years. Anyway.
Okay.
Well done. Well
good
done.
Job.
For wait for our show.
That's impressive. Thank you.
Oh, it was because it was a lie based on a truth.
Yeah,
it
was, that's how you got us.
I thought it was too easy.
I shit myself. Sorry to continue the theme here, Matt.
yes.
But I took a sh. I took a huge shit.
You laugh, take a shot.
In a sink at uni. Right? Just like one giant single log. And the cleaners refused to clean it up, so it sat there for weeks and fossilised.
Why are you only making eye contact with me?
Look at me! Look at me! Yeah,
that's such a good question.
So, it went unsolved the whole year. They're wondering who did.
Unsolved? It's a murder mystery. It's
got a silent hook on. People wondered who did sink poo. And then at my uni, in the residence we lived in, they had like awards at the end of every year. And incident of the year went to sink poo, but then no one accepted the award.
It's a lie. Just calling it now. How I want to ask we? Questions, but.
19.
What were you at uni for?
I was studying PR, public relations.
I thought you didn't go to uni. I thought you were just a drug dealer.
There was more to me.
When you say fossilised,
it just dried out, like just became a giant, hard, like Godzilla poo in the sink.
Whose sink was it though? That wasn't
being used. The common area of like I lived on campus, so it was like common area residence.
And it got the chance to not be touched, though it was in the common area.
It was in a common bathroom used by everyone, but like. The cleaners refused to clean it up. People that lived there refused to clean it up, so just...
Did you say why you did this sink poo?
I was drunk.
You were drunk, right. Yeah. And why did you not clean it up after days of no one else cleaning it up?
Oh, I didn't live in that dorm, so I was like... not my problem.
You're just gone.
Yeah.
I'm calling it as a lie because
I think it's a lie.
I know that there was a different incident of the year that he did get. And that wasn't it.
Ooh.
I know too much about you.
I feel like it's a long time for a shit in a sink not to be touched.
Exactly. Someone will pick yeah. that up. I'm sorry.
So what are you voting?
A lie.
It's a lie.
It's true. I did bring an incident. I won incident of the year 2 years in a row. Yeah.
You're a monster. Oh, what's wrong with you?
How long was it in there for again?
Oh, like a month.
Like a month.
A month. I'm so disgusted by humankind.
I'm still shocked that Andrew went to uni.
Thank you.
Yeah, that part I still don't believe. I think that part of the story is a lie.
Thank you.
That's very impressive. I like that story. That was good.
Thank you. I love my
life. Do you like it because it was true? Okay, so this is something I have kept to myself until now, and I feel like it is a great time to air. Me and Matt lived together.
Oh no.
Like five years ago. Whoa. No, it's not that bad. And while I was in charge of collecting everyone's rent, everyone thought that I paid the most out of... Everyone thought that I paid the most out of... Fuck.
Keep going.
What a switch, actually. Everyone thought that I paid the most out of us because I was in the biggest room with the ensuite that had water views while the boys had little box rooms. But I paid significantly less than everyone.
How much less?
I paid $100 a week.
How much did they pay?
Oh. I think Matt paid like $260 and Ryan paid $240.
Telling them this.
It was $1,200.
How much? And how much? Other,
but I covered. I did cover when that fifth room wasn't done.
That was very generous of you.
Yes, yeah. Which was a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So then technically, mm-hmm. I paid mm-hmm. like a lot. Mm-hmm. Of it,
yeah. What else went up over that time when that room wasn't there? I was paying more.
No, I can't remember that.
I don't think this is true because you're so sweet.
Have you accepted that you're a bad person?
No, I didn't do it.
What do you mean you didn't do it?
I didn't do this.
Oh my god.
What do you mean you didn't do this?
I didn't do it.
So you reckon you paid $100 less than me? Tommy was a flat $300.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. That's tight. Samantha, not like this.
Not like this.
What were you using the money on?
Hey, it was for rent, so our place was $1,200 a week.
Okay, but the money that you saved from paying less, where was the rest of that money going?
I don't know.
Life.
Red wine, fun times.
I've heard of people pulling this shit before.
I don't believe
but
it.
But I never expected it to
I don't
end.
Believe it.
I think it's a lie. It's gotta be a lie. It's gotta be a lie.
It's a lie. Locking it in?
It's a lie. Please, for the love of God, tell me it's a lie. Lie.
That's like it's a lie.
You're about to end like five friendships.
If it was true, it would have been worth it though.
I don't care. Ooh, hiding behind the shades. Sneaky maneuver.
Yeah, so very sneaky.
We can't see the lies in your eyes.
I don't know what I want to do. Oh yeah, I was named after God.
Is God named Chloe?
My middle name.
What's your middle name?
Grace.
Is Grace's name God? Is God's name Grace?
There, by the grace, grace of God, go I.
Whose choice was this?
My mum's.
Not your dad's?
And my dad's.
Are you religious? Is your family religious?
No. They were.
They were religious.
They were.
But then what happened?
Life, man. No, I don't
Amen,
know.
Amen, sister.
They left the church. My mum became a witch and my dad slowly stopped being anti-church, but is
what
still
kind, of,
kind
witch?
Of like, well, a white woman. Witch.
Yeah, dabble, like a, dabble, like toil and travel, fire burning,
like the way that bubble. White women got into witchcraft in the 90s, you know?
Oh, like what's that movie?
This is really beside the point.
Focus, focus.
I'm lost.
Yeah, focus, focus.
Witch trials and writing.
I feel like it's true.
I mean, I've lost everyone so far, so don't ask me.
Is it just like, is your middle name Grace?
My middle name is Grace.
Your middle name is Grace?
Yes.
But is Grace named after God?
I am named after God.
You are named after
Grace. Grace is another word for God. Yeah, so
I'm with you.
How is God's name? How is Grace God's name?
Because God is Grace.
I don't think it's fun. I don't think it's wild enough to be a lie. I don't think it's fun enough to be a lie. So it has to be true.
I'm going true. Like
true.
I guess true then.
What is it?
Technically, yes. No. I think it's true. Correct?
Yes, I don't know the answer for this.
My dad said, all my siblings have middle names named after people, and I said, who is mine named after? I'm Grace. And they said, God is Grace. And I said, I'm God.
Okay, but God is never known as Grace. I know that I shouldn't be talking about God dressed like this, but God is never referred to as Grace. So that whole statement doesn't
Chloe's make sense.
Chloe's
house
God is not
Grace. Like, I believe.
God is Grace.
I firmly believe.
No, it's not. Believe.
God was not referred
to as Grace.
I was named after God.
I once did a fart that.
Is everything gonna be shit related?
No. I once did a fart without it breaking for somewhere between 30 to 45 seconds.
Does breaking mean stopping?
No stopping, it just continued.
I feel like I've heard you say
this. High pitch or a low pitch?
It changed pitches multiple times.
What were you eating?
Can you give me this? Like, yeah. Where were you?
I was in hospital again.
Oh my God.
Did anyone else hear it?
Yes, the whole area, like outside, was all people with broken arms and legs.
Why were they near your butt procedure?
Because that was the room that I was given, and then it was just, once again, next door.
How did you know it was 30 to 45 seconds? Were you timing it?
I wasn't timing it, but...
You have an instinctive clock.
Look,
I think at some point, at some point you start feeling this could be a record, right?
I did feel like it was a record. It felt like it went forever. And then just hearing a bunch of like people with broken arms and legs laughing hysterically.
Did you, after that, did you Google?
I did.
The Guinness World Record.
I think it went for a lot longer.
What is the Guinness record for longest fart? I've got it. Hey, how long ago did this happen?
I was 19.
Okay. Have you ever wanted to like be able to recreate? Like, do
it again? I was in hospital.
Yes, I wish I could do it again. I went to hospital. I smashed my knee up the week prior, had surgery, and didn't go to the toilet for 7 days.
Oh.
And didn't fart for 3 days prior to that.
So it was stinky? Was it stinky? Or was it
I don't know,
fine
I was
one?
In a lot of pain, so like, I didn't really find it that funny.
What's with your senses not functioning when you're in this pain? Like.
Yeah, it's a fart. I'm sure it did.
Okay.
I think I've heard enough to.
What do you think it is?
You think?
I think the last one's a lie. I feel like this one is true, but he's good at like.
I feel like he's a lie.
I feel like it's
he's
a lie.
At,
too.
He's not adding
you
something
mean the
to
eyes.
It. He's good at getting a nugget of truth and then building a lie around
that's
it.
That's true.
Nugget so. Is a poor choice of words. Nugget is good. I think it's a lie too.
So I yeah okay so we got your lie.
I guess.
I think. I know, it's fucking weird.
I did think truth at first, because I feel like I've heard that story.
I don't trust myself, honestly. You guys decide.
All right.
I don't know anything.
Let's go lie then, even though I feel like it.
Lie.
Lie? Lie.
It's true.
For
fuck's sake. I wanted it to be true.
It's true.
I really wanted it to be true.
Thank you.
I accidentally set off the fire alarm at my grandmother's like retirement village, and during the evacuation, three elderly people injured themselves.
Did you know those three elderly people?
Not before. We were all outside because like the fire alarm went on, I'm going to evacuate, so I saw these people having to be helped out because they were severely injured.
Did you help them?
They were already getting helped by other people, so I didn't like. I was
too many hands, yeah, I guess.
Well, I wasn't like immediately sure that it had been like my fault that the fire alarm had gone off, so I was just happy to be looking after my grand.
How did you know you set off the fire alarm but not sure you set off the fire alarm?
Because
the
alarm, so it was a conveyor toaster in like the common area kitchen, and like the heating element was like a bit busted, so I was like fucking around with that. And then I walked off, and then apparently like it set smoke and set off the alarm. But like I hadn't been in the kitchen when the smoke had come out, so the fire alarms went off. It wasn't until later that I like, oh, there was an incident with the toaster, and then I realised that was me. But a woman, she.
But if it's a conveyor belt, why would it be burning? Wouldn't the toast just?
The heating elements in the toaster. Like I turned it off to try and like fix it because it wasn't like heating. And I like poked it with a knife. I was like, you know, he was like,
you were poking it with a knife.
Well, off. It was off.
You weren't poking it with a knife before. Now you're poking it.
I was poking the heating element with a knife to try and get it working, right?
Yeah.
But it was off. I'm not an idiot.
To try and get it working. You thought.
So
okay.
You were fixing 16. It.
In my, you know when you like you turn things on and off again, you poke them with a stick.
How old were you?
Sorry.
How old were you?
16.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, 16.
What did your grandmother say?
Oh, she said, don't tell anyone.
Oh.
Don't tell anyone.
I said, Grant, I think it was me. She said, don't mention it.
Was it two or three?
Three people injured themselves.
Okay, good. That's what you said before. And what did they? How did they injure themselves?
One woman fell on a walker trying to move out of it and hurt her hip. The other guy hit his head on the door when he was trying to exit his room, and I forget what happened to the other person.
Was there any sort of repercussion? Did they say, hey, no one using the toaster, stick knives in it, or like, did they
because I didn't mention that it was me.
No, no, but did the just the retirement place make a rule?
Not that I'm aware. I didn't keep up to date with like the memos of.
Seems sus.
I reckon this one. I don't know. I'm going. True.
Oh, I feel like it's a lie.
Yeah. I'll go lie.
Okay, we'll go lie.
All in.
Okay, lie.
Totally made up.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes. That's for you. Fuck yeah.
God, that was good. That was good.
That was good.
When I was 14, I was a really good runner. I was so good that I went to Japan for running. And like ran in a competition.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was gonna be like, why?
I ran a marathon actually.
Was it affiliated with any kind of sporting place?
Yeah, I was representing maybe like my school.
Hey, this is true. I think this is entirely true. She's doing the acting thing, which is great.
You went to Japan to represent your school. Were you running for Australia?
No, I think it was the council actually.
You're running for
the school, the council,
like the district.
Yeah. I think it's so bad.
I actually just forget what it was called.
Yeah,
but
I think you'd have this story better together if it was a lie.
Yeah,
I
think, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
what part
how'd you go in the race?
I can't remember, but I think I came like 20th. But it was out of like hundreds of people.
Pretty good.
That was truthful.
Yeah.
And then when did this career end?
Why do you think it ended?
You still running?
No.
You still running? You still racing?
No, I think it ended when I was like 20, 21.
Why'd you hang out in the boots? What do you call running?
I just had a really bad hip, so I couldn't do it anymore.
Bad hip?
Yeah.
Bad hip?
Yeah.
What part of Japan did you go to?
Tokyo? I actually can't remember.
That's a good question. Met with, I don't know.
I did go to Tokyo.
Fucking true.
It's a bad
okay.
truth.
Was it a direct flight or a stopover?
I was like 14. It was my first flight and I got a bad ear on the flight, but I think it was direct.
Okay.
How often were you training?
Like every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Multiple times? One time?
No, just once.
Okay, nice. What was your regime?
We had like a trainer. and they would make us do all different stuff when we got there, like drills, and then we'd do like big laps.
You're training people, with a trainer.
Did your trainer tell you like he thinks you're gonna make it? That you're like, you know, you've got something.
Yeah, he believed in all of us.
So he lied to you?
No. Well, I made it there.
Well, then you came 20th, though.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
I think it's true. I think this one's true.
I think it's true, too.
Yeah, we're voting true.
It's true.
Yeah. It was so lame, it had to be true.
I think that's cool as hell.
That's awesome. I didn't know that about you.
You're just trying to be tricky.
Fuck you guys.
I was 12 or something. 11, 12, whatever. I think it was a school holiday break.
Running out of time.
And my parents, my dad and my ex-stepmom, went through the computer and read all of the chat history on MSN and all the internet history, but all the MSN chat history of my siblings and I. And everyone got in trouble except for me because my little sister had 1 week prior stumbled upon my MSN history and deleted it because it was a chat of, it was me trying to sext with the MSN robot, Smarter Child, if you recall. So she saw that and she thought it was pretty embarrassing and weird and deleted it for me. And then everyone else got caught with different things. Being weird kids, you know, my brother was older, he was trying to party, and everyone had something except for me, so.
What were you sexting to the robot?
Child robot.
Yeah. I was a child too, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I think that I misread the cues. It was asking me about myself, and I thought that that was like...
So the robot was into you?
Like dating. So and so I was like, what do you think of these? Tits.
did you send a picture of your tits?
No, I know. I think it was all words.
Describe the tits.
it was the entry level sexting, you know? So it was like, oh, I feel good. How do you feel? And he was like, I'm a robot. I don't feel anything. And I was like, are you a boy or a girl? I'm bi. I don't care. And he was like,
you knew you were bi at 12?
I did know I was bi at 12. I knew I was bi very early. A lot of fingers.
Why did your sister not...
I'm sorry.
Why did your sister not clear her own history and just yours?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know how or why she was going through my history or why she found it. Maybe I was logged in still. I have no clue why.
And she got in trouble?
She got in trouble, and I think her thing was like maybe bullying or some sort of... chat with her girlfriends because she was younger than me, so it couldn't have been anything serious. My older brother, I remember it was like partying, my older sister was sneaking out or whatever, but me, it was sexy stuff, and the little one, I'm pretty sure it was.
What made your parents want to do this in the first place?
I don't know, but it's very rude.
But they only did it one time?
Pretty sure.
It's a breach of trust right there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know, I think they were on their last legs, and so they were just like looking for. I said ex-stepmom, you know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking true.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a lie based on a truth. I think there's something, okay,
no. Maybe it's the other way around.
I feel like you would sex with a robot, but
thank you.
I'm going lie.
Lie?
I reckon that's good. You guys go with lie, I believe you.
No, but
you have to come with us tonight.
I'm joining you. Like, yeah, absolutely. Majority wins, democracy, all that.
Lie.
It's the whole truth.
The whole thing's true.
Entire truth. So.
Wow. We bamboozled ourselves.
Wait, not that one. I don't know whose this is.
Thank you. That's all fine. Thank you. Thank you. Yum, yum, yum.
Thank you. Samantha. You open this with an old tarot pointer one. I've got one for you as well. So, our friend, that's Ryan.
That's Ryan.
He wasn't the first to commit a sin in your bedroom.
Oh, you car crash.
Yeah, while you were out.
I didn't
like my room, so I used the bigger, better looking room.
For what?
For a wank?
No, with someone else. With sex, yeah.
Sex.
With the sex.
When did you do this?
I did this
Okay, you know the big party?
What one?
The big first one.
Mm.
Remember how we didn't stick around for the last night? Like shit got too much and we both...
Yeah.
I know you weren't there.
Yeah.
And I said I went back to Mum and Dad's.
Mm.
Yeah, I did go to Mum and Dad's, but I came back.
With Mum?
But you know the rules. You know the deed was done the night before. That's why I left.
No, that was not.
Yeah.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Plot hole.
Plot twist.
Fuck. So I think this story's a lie, well, just straight up.
No.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. Damn it!
Yeah, okay. I lied.
Oh.
Was it a lie anyway?
I thought it was... Yeah, it was a lie.
I added that last bit in, like, the time I was just gonna, like, say any time, and I was like, yeah, no, no, definitely.
It happened in the first 2 weeks, so I'm like, I'm gonna catch you out here if it's a lie, because you won't remember the time. So we would have believed that.
Damn it!
You gotta get your facts right or your lies, mate.
You wanna hear another one? Tell me what you're
doing. Good stuff.
Good job.
Do it!
Fuck yeah.